I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. News of Michael Jackson's death sent shockwaves around the world. We'll hear from NPR's Ophelia Quist-Octon, who is in Dakar, Senegal. But first, I'm joined by Howard Hewitt, singer Howard Hewitt. He was formerly with the popular R&B group Shalimar. We also hope to hear from music producer Kenny Gamble, who produced Michael Jackson when he first left Motown Records. But first, Howard Hewitt, he joins us from his home in California. Howard, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome.
I wish it was under better circumstances.
A difficult day, I'm sure. How did you meet Michael Jackson?
Oh, man. I met Michael years and years ago for the first time. We used to, you know, with the group, when I was with the group, with Shalimar, we used to play Disneyland a lot. We used to play Disneyland very many times. Mickey Mouse was a great employer at that time, you know. And so Mike used to come to the shows when we would play there. And, I mean, you know, he'd stand backstage and watch the show. And he was really interested in what we used to call the backslide. Jeffrey Daniels would perform the backslide all the way across the stage on the first opening song that we would do. And, you know, and then he started coming around and wanted to learn how to do that. And he actually hired Jeffrey to come to the Havenhurst house and teach him how to do the backslide.
Well, you're telling us something important, I think, which is that he was a performer who liked to learn from other performers. Is that right? Despite the fact that he was already a huge star at that point.
Right. I mean, you know, any huge performer, any performer really wants to learn from, because nothing's new under the sun. I mean, I don't care what you do. You know, that this has been done before. You know, it's just the way that you package it and make it your own. And you can only learn that from different, you know, performers and stuff. So he was definitely aware of that whole situation and wanting to, you know, improve himself all time.
At all times. Kenny Gamble is with us now. Kenny Gamble is, of course, half of the legendary producing duo Gamble and Huff. He's with us now from Philadelphia. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm sure it's a difficult time for you as well. And the Jackson, Michael Jackson and his brothers joined you shortly after they left Motown in 1976. First of all, why did they leave? And what were their gifts? Why were you interested in working with them?
Well, I think that the reason that they left Motown was that they were growing as a group and, you know, and everything, beginning, a middle, and an end. So I think they came to an impasse, and I think they wanted to be more creative. They wanted to write and produce, and by coming with, and the fact they signed with CBS, and CBS, we were affiliated with CBS at that time, and they asked us to record them, and one of the things that they wanted to do was to record some of their own music. And so we had a wonderful time working with them, showing them our techniques, and they had a whole lot of new techniques, and we had a great time working with them.
And I wanted to ask each of you this, and Kenny Gamble, I'm going to start with you. What were his gifts as a performer? And I think that now, I think so much of our conversation about him has tied up with his personal eccentricities and behavior that at least appears to be questionable, even though, as we know, the whole matter was adjudicated. But as a performer, could you talk about what it is that made him special?
To me, I think that he was, first of all, he was a natural tenor. And there's very few natural tenors. And, you know, you have a lot of people who are falsettos, like Eddie Kendricks was a falsetto singer, Pooji from the Delphonics, and so forth. But he was actually a natural tenor. And that means that he was able to hit notes and with clarity. And his voice was changing during that time, but it didn't change too much because he was just becoming more of an adult. But I think as an artist in the studio, that he was very aware of the new technology. And I learned a lot from him in the studio myself because he had an approach to recording his voice that he wanted to try. And I told him, I said, well, go ahead, let me see what you want to do. And he kept overdubbing his voice. And this is something that I had never done before.
Mr. Gamble, I'm gonna ask us if we could sort of call you back because your phone line is deteriorating. Howard Hewitt, I'm going to go back to you. As a person who is in the same profession, touring, performing, writing, producing. In fact, you produced pretty young thing with Michael, as I understand it. And talk to me, if you would, about his gifts as a performer, as a producer.
Worked on PYT and a couple other tracks on the Thriller album. James Ingram actually wrote and co-produced PYT on the Thriller album. But I mean, just like the question you just asked Kenny, I mean, you know, Michael was the most prolific, dynamic performer of our time. I mean, his innovation, his ability to like kind of morph into whatever he was doing and whatever he was working on at the time was incredible. And that's one of the things that really frustrated me in the last, you know, 10, 15 years of Mike's career. Is like, you know, when you talked about Michael Jackson, then most people focused and immediately focused on the idiosyncrasies, on the crazy stuff that was going on around Michael, and that kind of overshadowed the fact that this cat was, I mean, just like his album, this cat was bad. I mean, as far as performance wise, like Kenny was saying, his ability as far as his vocally is concerned, because as a vocalist, one of the most important things is to be able to see where you want to go, and a lot of vocalists can see where they want to go, but they can't get there. And Mike was one of those vocalists that could see where he wanted to go, and he could get there.
Kenny Gamble, I was asking Professor Mark Anthony Neal and Harriet Cole this earlier. I'd like to ask you, as a person who's worked with so many legends and is one yourself, if you don't mind my saying so, what do you think Michael Jackson's legacy will be?
Well, I think his legacy will be one of humility and probably the greatest performer of our time. And it's just his kindness and the messages that was in his music. You know, we are the world. I mean, he was always thinking about other people. And so I think that will be his legacy. I was listening to, was that Howard Hewitt on the phone?
Yeah.
Hey, Howard, how are you?
Good, Kenny. How you doing, man?
Great. There's another great tenor voice, too.
Thanks.
A fantastic voice. But the point that I wanted to make is that Howard was saying something about how the media and people try to vilify and demonize Michael Jackson. But you must remember that Michael Jackson, in my view, was a very powerful entity. He was so powerful, and he was spreading love. He was spreading love for children, love for people, and bringing humanity together. So the forces in this world who are against those things, they tried to vilify this man and tried to destroy him.
Well, let me ask you, though, about that, Kenny Gamble. Didn't he participate in that? I mean, some of his behavior was just very eccentric. And I wonder, and I'm curious to know whether he was aware of the effect that some of his behavior would have on the way he was perceived as an artist.
Well, let me just say this. I think when you have sound bites, and you know, on TV. Last night I was looking at an interview that they had with Michael Jackson with Ed Bradley, which Ed Bradley has gone on so too. But he asked him about the young kids and how he said there's nothing wrong with sharing your bed. But that was the clip that they played. But the whole interview was, he said, the greatest thing that you can do for someone who's visiting you is to let them sleep in your bed. And it reminded me of my mother. My mother, who is 94 years old, the number one thing that she does when people come to visit her is that she will leave her own bed and let them sleep in her bed.
Yeah, so, I see. I'm sorry, we're going to have to leave it there, gentlemen. We appreciate your time, both of you sharing your time with us at a time when I know you're certainly personally grieving. We are hearing from musician Howard Hewitt, formerly of the group Shalimar, a singer, songwriter, and producer. And we also heard from Kenny Gamble, the legendary half of the Gamble and Huff producing duo who worked with Michael Jackson. We previously had with us Duke University professor Mark Anthony Neal. He was kind enough to stay with us. I thank you all so much for joining us.